Here's your morning brief for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Keith Collins for the Wall Street Journal. Ford had to stop assembly lines at key factories in Chicago and Michigan this week. Detroit automakers began restarting factories on Monday following weeks of shutdowns. Ford said the plants were temporarily shut for cleaning after a few workers tested positive for COVID-19, including at one of its car seat suppliers. President Trump threatened to withhold federal funds from Michigan and Nevada because of their efforts to expand voting by mail during the pandemic. The president didn't elaborate on what funding he was referring to, and the White House didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Trump is scheduled to visit a Ford plant in Michigan today. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denies that he advised President Trump to fire his department's inspector general as a retaliatory move. He called the allegations against him, quote, crazy stuff. We report that Steve Linnick was investigating billions in arms sales to the Arab world and whether Pompeo had a political appointee run personal errands. For more details, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app.